time to take a ride on the MCT.
Funko Pop. Hey guys, do you want to go to Lambert's? Big Ben. I'm married to the Huntress. J Money. Just pop the mic, money. It's time for the MCT. Ladies and guys, guys and ladies, MCT. Merry Christmas from the Modern Christian Dudes, Jeremiah Johnson, alongside Funko Pro, Greg Walden, Big Ben, a.k.a. King Ranch Askew.
Oh, yeah.
We're the Modern Christian Dudes, dudes talking news, sports, and God. We are so close to Christmas. The countdown is officially on, less than 2 weeks away, my friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, do you guys know what you're getting your wives?
I haven't got her anything yet.
Yeah, I'm ditto with a Pastor Jeremiah. I ain't got none yet.
I mean, our wives don't listen to this, so I think we're safe.
Every year we've trimmed down. So we as far as spending money, we've done less and less, specifically the last 3 to 5 years. So this year we're even going less because we're trying to be these hardcore Jesus freaks. So we're trying to say like, no, we're going to focus more on God and all that stuff and be super spiritual.
How religious of you? No, I'm just teasing. No, I don't know what I'm going to get my wife yet. My wife is very cheap. And so I'm like, hey, would you like this? She's like, yeah, I would use them, but, you know, it's just, I don't know if we should spend the money. And it's like, okay. So she's cheaper than I am. I mean, I guess I'm not that cheap. But.
I did see that there are, what did I see the other day? It was 18-inch Funkos now. Have you seen this Funko Pro Gray Walden?
Yeah.
I saw 18-inch, $89.99. You should start collecting those.
No.
I saw one, it was a Groot. It was like a Groot. It was like giant.
Yeah, they have the 3 liter Funko Pops that come in like a 3 liter bottle.
Yeah.
You got to have a lot of real estate, as they say in the collector's game.
Yeah, it's just
start collecting stuff like that.
Pretty much ran out of real estate in the man cave.
Okay, this is my prediction. Hey, I actually want to ask Greg Walden, since you're a collector of Funko Pop, what's your perspective on precious moments? What do you think of precious moments?
That's more for the ladies. More for the ladies. At least my bad.
Would you ever collect precious moments?
No.
So this is my prediction, and take it to the bank. The Funko Pops will be the precious moments of your guys' generation. That's what I think.
Possible, yeah.
And possibly mine. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't collect them.
Funkos are collected by many generations. Kids.
Yeah.
Teenagers. Yeah. Young adults.
I get the concept. I can't get into it. I've got a couple. Like I was gifted one from you. Like I absolutely love that one. That's like probably the only one that I would actually consider purchasing.
Yeah, I mean, it's like me. I'm more of a Star Wars, like anything 80s, like the TV shows or cartoon series I liked when I was a kid. Those are the kind of stuff I like to kind of gravitate toward.
Yeah.
Other stuff I care less about.
Yeah.
All right, Funkos. And speaking of Star Wars, I did catch up a little bit. Disney Plus, I resubscribed for a month, so I did watch the end of She-Hulk. Do not recommend.
Yeah.
Weirdest ending episode I've ever seen for Marvel. It's essentially a sitcom, is what I'd call it. After I got done watching it, I'm like, this is a sitcom, not a Marvel cinematic
show. I haven't finished it.
I haven't even watched it yet.
Yeah, and then I did start watching, what is it, not Kenobi, what's the newer one?
Andor.
Yeah.
It gets exciting kind of in the middle.
I'm not sure about that one.
It gets exciting kind of in the middle. I haven't finished it either. So I don't know if it's just I haven't had time or I haven't had interest in shows. I don't know what my deal is.
I guess Andor is one of those shows that's kind of like, it kind of started off really slow and it's like, it builds. But then Justin came over a month or so ago. He watched it because he wanted to watch a few episodes, and the episodes he was like episode five or six into it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't too bad. So I guess kind of one of those things that kind of got off slow and finally, starts picking up a little bit, over the series.
Well, we're in full swing of watching Christmas stuff right now. Like my kids, they're like, hey, can we watch Dr. McStuffins or Bluey? I'm like, no, it's Christmas season. the only TV we're watching is going to be Christmas movies. So we're going through all the old classics. Yeah. We're working our way through Santa Claus.
I resubscribed because I want to see the Santa Clauses, which is on Disney Plus, new movie. I want to check that out.
It's good. It's good. It's entertaining.
Meaning you already watched it?
Yeah, I'm cut up. Okay. It's episodes. So it's an actual show. It's not a movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're releasing them. Yeah, they're releasing them one at a time, and my kids are really excited. They're really enjoying it. I don't know really. Okay, now this is just getting like super serious. Like, I'm not really a fan of where they're taking the whole concept. Like, if you go back and watch the original Santa Claus, like, I don't like the direction they're taking the concept of the whole thing and how they're working it. So
how many episodes are there going to be?
I'm not sure. I didn't even know it was going to be episodes until my kids, you know, like at the end of an episode, I was like, well, that's kind of a weird ending. They're like, I know it's a TV show. There's going to be another next episode.
My favorite is the Rankin Bass. That is like the classic. The
Christmas?
Rudolph, yeah, Rudolph, the Frosties, yeah. And the Rankin Bass. Even they do have one, the Little Drummer Boy. That's yeah. A Rankin Bass. That's a pretty good one, too.
I still have not seen, this is HBO Max. You got it to see the Christmas Story 2. That is where you got to get.
Yeah, I've heard.
To check that one out.
I've heard that it's not, it's like the cameos are nice in that one. It's nice to see all the people, but it was not as good as the first one.
Yeah, it's Christmas Story is one of those shows that you just really can't make a good sequel for.
Yeah.
You can't replace it.
It's kind of like Elf. Elf is by far my favorite Christmas movie.
Yep.
I think by far my favorite. And I think they've tried to consider doing a second one, but Will Ferrell didn't want to do it. He couldn't. I think he couldn't do the tights or something.
So there are five the Clauses episodes on that. So then I started watching Thor again. Definitely not good. Anyway,
yeah.
Which kind of leads me to this coming week is the big Avatar release. Avatar: The Way of Water.
Yeah, that's.
I've watched some previews.
That
looks okay.
That's a big commitment, though.
3 hours and 10 minutes is runtime. See, that doesn't include 3 hours and 10 minutes is what I looked up on Google.
This is
not the, including previews, etc. All that kind of stuff.
This is the problem with that. With travel time.
Waiting
that's
in line.
That's almost 5 hours of commitment to go.
At least, yep.
I've got children.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. I've got 3 children. So it's kind of hard to be like, hey, can you watch my kids for 5 hours? You know, and so I can go watch this movie. And
if you take the kids, they're going to have potty breaks every,
I'm not taking the kids. Oh, okay. There's no way.
Oh, okay.
I decided I might. There's this one window of time I have to go see a movie later on this week. I might go see Black Adam or Wakanda Forever is what I decided.
I'm
going to bypass Way of Water till later on.
I'm waiting for Black Panther to go on streaming.
Where would you watch Avatar, the current Avatar or the first Avatar number one is streamed through what? Where would you watch that at?
I don't even know. It might be Disney. I don't know. I've seen the first one.
Use a streaming service. Let's see.
I saw the first one was on a streaming service somewhere. Might have been Hulu. Might be Disney. Who made it? Who's a production company?
Is Avatar streaming on HBO Max or Netflix?
It's Disney. Disney.
It would have to be, yeah.
Yeah, Disney. Okay, here's the crazy thing. They have signed him for 7 movies. They've signed him for 7 Avatar movies.
Let's see. Avatar is on Disney Plus. So there you go.
Okay. I thought it was a Disney movie.
Yeah.
But they've signed him for 7 movies. He's produced 2 movies in what, 20 years?
Yeah.
It took him 10 years to decide to do the first one.
His great grandkid's going to finish up the series.
Yeah. He doesn't have enough life left to finish 7 movies.
You ever realize how many entertainment outlets that Disney owns? It'll blow your mind.
It's sad.
It'll blow your mind.
It's interesting how long will some of this stuff live truly, like Star Wars. I think how long Star Wars has been around.
They're messing up.
Will it be around like 50 years from now?
They're
80 years from now?
They've messed up Star Wars. Question.
Yeah. Eventually it's going to end somewhere because you can only milk a franchise so long.
I'm curious to know how long this superhero kick is going to go.
Yeah.
Because I mean,
Black Adam, The Rock fighting back this last week. I saw a quote where he tweeted out because it's not doing that well. It's only made $300 million, but it cost $200 million. He tweeted out that it made around the same as Captain America, the first Captain America release, which was like a while back now. So you can't, it's not a comp in terms of dollars in today's inflation, et cetera. So it's due to make $50 to $70 million, but not happy with it. But Rock's really trying to defend it, being like, we're building this franchise and it's just as good as Captain America.
Yeah. I listen,
not sure about that.
Okay. Here's my major problem. It's another Dwayne Johnson movie.
Too many.
He's really done himself a disservice in doing everything. I mean, you have, like, let's think of the movies, like that Rampage movie.
Yeah.
You had that Skyscraper movie. You had, you know, he's in all these really.
Jumanji.
Jumanji was good, Jumanji, though. Jumanji was probably his best one, I think, in the last. And then he's in the Fast and Furious franchise. He's doing two.
What's the boat one on Disney Plus?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jungle Cruise.
I did not see that.
He's doing everything, and I think it's doing a disservice for him.
Yeah. Well, the XFL is going to start next year, so he's going to have less time to focus on making
bad movies.
So hopefully he'll get distracted a little bit and he'll get back. I'm going to touch on The Rock a little bit later, but let's bounce over to some sports news. We got Funko Pro, Greg Walden, NFL season. We are in the Chiefs kingdom where we exist, the Kansas City Chiefs. Looking pretty good. The magician, Magic Holmes.
Oh, gosh, that game, man.
Pat Mahomes.
Well, you know how the Chiefs are, man. The Chiefs like to play that dirty, that, not dirty, but that nail-biter stuff. They had a 27-7 lead, and then they just started getting sloppy.
They went Atlanta Falcons on him.
Yeah, and so he threw that. Mahomes threw three interceptions.
Yeah,
and the Broncos came back within 6 points.
Yeah,
and then Mahomes threw an interception, and it's like, oh gosh, and then Broncos threw an interception. Yeah. And that's what sealed it. I mean, I think the Broncos, had they not thrown an interception, probably would have won the game.
Yeah.
Current playoff picture right now in the East, AFC would be the Bills would be number one. See, Chiefs number two, Ravens three, four Titans, five Bengals. Bengals are looking hot. Joe Burrow catching that magic again. Six Dolphins, seven. The Patriots are still in it. And then you bounce over to.
I don't want to talk about it.
NFC, you have number one, the Eagles. Man, they're looking good.
I don't want to
my team, the Vikings, number two, three 49ers. This is the interesting one, which is why a lot of people are wanting to get rid of divisional football in the NFL. Yeah. The Buccaneers are 6-7, losing record.
Six, actually.
No, they're 6-7. Six, they seven? Just got beat. Yes, 6-7. I have it in front of me. NFL.com right now. This is official. They are number four seed.
That division is a clown show, though.
Yeah. And it's the worst division in football.
That whole division.
That's why all the people want to get rid of the divisions. But I like the divisions. I don't care. Too. I think it's fine. It's anomalies like that are going to happen.
I think it's increased excitement when you have, you know, it's just like me and my buddy Glenn. He's an Eagles fan.
Yes.
And he's pretty happy this year, but you know, I don't even know if I call myself a Cowboy, wild Cowboys fan if anymore.
The Buccaneers go 6-10, but because the rest of the division stinks, they win a division and go win the Super Bowl.
Yep. It is weird that, but it just happens like that.
But hey, listen, how about Tom Brady? Oh yeah.
Tom Brady struggling.
Oh man.
He got beat by a newbie 40, quarterback.
49ers.
Yeah. And it was like this guy's first start.
What was that? 0-what? Was it? I think I saw 0-35 or something.
Well,
it was
35-7.
He actually got a touchdown.
Okay, but, keep in mind when I'm at the gym, I'm usually or in the car, I'm listening to podcasts. There's one called Bill Simmons podcast. He's a very big in the sports genre. So the big rumor is maybe a potential comeback for Brady to New England next year because Patriots are not looking good. Brady's not looking good. Tom Brady is essentially Robert Kraft's son, beloved relationship. And there could be there is also Robert Kraft is in very close ties with a clothing brand. Tom Brady just started TB12 sports apparel, polo shirts. It could all be making one. The storm is coming together for one last run.
Would that mean the other ex-Patriots that are in the Buccaneers go back to
Julian Edelman?
Rob Gronkowski come back for one more season. Yeah. Anyway, anything else there on the Chiefs kingdom you wanted to make reference to?
Just hope they
did you eat any of the Kelsey Crunch yet?
Man, not yet. Collectors. I put on my display.
All right, and speaking of football, you eat food at football, and Greg Waddle brought us some delicious food here. Walk us through it before we partake.
This is a pineapple bourbon double smoked ham right off the smoker.
And he brought me a root beer.
Root beer. That's my favorite. And then they got Cheetos Bolitos.
Cheetos Bolitos.
They're kind of like little pus, but they're kind of like a little tangy, like a little, not well excessive spicy, but They got a little tang to them. And of course, got the new Twix cookie.
I see. Okay.
Cookie dough Twix.
So did you double smoke this ham yourself?
Yes.
Double smoke means double smoke. What?
Well, you take a ham. So, you know, when you buy a ham at the store, it's already smoked. It means you just heat it up. But what you're doing is you put it in a smoker, and you're heating it up to about 120 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And then you throw away they come with the glaze, but you throw that garbage away. Right. You make your own. Uh-huh. So I put some pineapple preserves, a cup of bourbon, some brown sugar, a Dijon mustard.
I'm just gonna eat the meat.
Dijon mustard and honey.
Just in case we have lunch afterwards.
And then you.
What is this bun?
It's just a regular bun.
Mm.
Just a regular bun.
That's delicious.
We apologize to all of our non-pork eating audience.
Yeah, nice and smoky. Sorry. Anybody from Israel or the Middle East?
Yeah. A good, delicious piggy.
And what are these?
These are Cheetos Bolitos.
Cheetos Bolitos.
Yeah, they get them at the store. They get them up there. They got them up to Cash King.
I'm going to give it like a 8.6.
Good.
Very good.
Oh, yeah, it's good. I like
just
that.
Just listening to us eat now, everyone on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And what soothing is
this,
music.
What is this, Twix?
Cookie dough.
Yeah. So, for Christmas coming down the pipe, cooking up the turkey, cooking up the ham, we did try the Flaming Hot Cheetos turkey a couple weeks back. Not too bad. Now we got the double smoked ham. Is that where you're going with for Christmas, or you made this for practice?
This is my practice one, yeah.
So what kind of smoker do you use?
I have a pellet smoker.
Okay. My dad has one of those, too. It's cheating.
Yeah, but it's not bad.
I'm just teasing.
It works.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Funko Pro Greg Walden.
Yes, you're welcome.
All right, bouncing over to Big Ben, a.k.a. King Ranch, ask you, he now just released, we better touch on it, released a brand new kids book.
I've touched on it a couple of weeks ago. But yeah, I wrote and illustrated a children's book called Captain Blunder Might Live Forever. And it's originally a story that I told my kids at bedtime about this character. I created this old captain, and he goes on wild and wacky adventures. As his name would suggest, he blunders through everything, but somehow always makes it through. So being that we're on a spiritual-based podcast here, I feel like I can reveal the underlying story here. So he has a little bird that follows him along his whole journey.
Okay.
And the whole idea and premise is that's the Holy Spirit with him the whole time that's helping him through it. But that's one of those things where it's like, I'm going to keep it in the background. And
I gotcha.
Yeah. But that's the premise. He goes on a wild and wacky adventure to find the Fountain of Youth, which, he may or may not.
Just in case the book becomes super popular, we don't want those leftists to find out that the Holy Spirit's in the book.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So if this, just so
that's not going in the public libraries.
Just so you know, if my book really takes off, and this podcast might be deleted. I'm just teasing.
There was, for some reason, Kirk Cameron wrote a kid's book. Did you see this?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. I saw he was on Fox or
Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
And for some reason, it wasn't getting, what was the deal? It wasn't getting played or read in something, public libraries or something like that.
Yeah, he wanted to read it in a public library, but it's like 50 libraries turned him down, so it doesn't really match with what they want, with their ideology.
Because he's Kirk Cameron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were also, some of these were also the ones that were allowing drag Story Queen.
Yeah.
Drag Queen Story Time with kids.
Okay.
Yeah, Kirk Cameron's children book rejected from Story Hour in over 50 public libraries. So
yeah. So if this podcast ends up, if this book ends up taking off, we're going to have to delete the podcast, do a little bit of shadow banning, which I feel like is a good segue to probably what you're going to talk about. Are you going to talk about it?
The Liver King?
No.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Well, as you know, our favorite human here that is on the earth, other than our wives and other than our children. Anyway, Elon Musk really making the headlines here recently with his recent purchase of Twitter. Well, he has pretty much set the internet on fire with some information that he's been releasing over there on the Twitter space, revealing that certain government entities have been heavily involved with shadow banning and eliminating opposition on Twitter. It's pretty interesting stuff. If you haven't been following at all, if you haven't seen it, maybe go over there and take a little peek. First week, he revealed Hunter Biden's laptop story and how that was hampered. And then last week, or a couple of days later, he revealed how Twitter was actually shadow banning, for the majority of the part, conservative voices on Twitter. It was, it's kind of extremely lopsided. And then they also revealed that both Democrats and Republicans have been paying people at Twitter to eliminate tweets and accounts and things that are go against what they're, you know, trying to portray.
And they also,
and it was actually extremely lopsided. I think the Democrats spent quite a bit of money. I'm not trying to get political. I'm just telling the facts. The Democrats spent a lot of money on Twitter for Twitter employees to delete tweets and accounts and shadow ban and all these different things. If you look at the numbers, they're quite a bit different between the two parties. And then the most recent one, they just did a third one.
About the COVID.
Yeah, about COVID and things. He's also been really... his tweets have been interesting. He talked about some pronoun tweets and different things like that, and Fauci, and he's making people mad, really mad. So
it's as long as he doesn't make Hillary mad, he'd be fine.
Yeah, well, I'm sure she's mad too.
Matt. Interesting stuff. You got anything else there?
Nope.
Okay, so I want to bounce over this. I think we'll officially title this podcast, Liver King is Dead, the Liver King. I've been deep diving into this one the last week. The guy known as Liver King.
He's not dead.
Influencer.
He's never heard about him.
He's not dead. He's
And he probably won't be dead. He'll still be making millions of dollars.
Who is the Liver King?
So Liver King is the guy who's become famous in the last year or two. Instagram, his YouTube channel, not that big, but kind of more for Instagram. Facebook, anyway, he's kind of in the health and wellness, fitness kind of world or whatever. He's this dude. He never wears a shirt. He has shorts and boots. He has a big old giant beard. He's the Liver King. He got popular, obviously, for his physique and being huge and just gigantic.
He's jacked.
He's jacked. And then along with that, he would eat raw meat, primarily liver. He eats liver every day. Then he'd also show crazy things, bone marrow.
Organs,
testicles. Yeah. He's eating... you know, full sticks of butter. I mean, blood, drinking fresh blood from animals, all this kind of thing. And so basically he was talking about these ancestral tenets, that nine ancestral tenets that you could live by and be this. And a lot of them were kind of cheesy because it was really simple ones like be in the sun, get sleep, spend time with your family. Like it was just kind of interesting. But then along with that, he was selling supplements and all these kind of things, you know, obviously saying like, hey, if you do these things and take my products, you can be like me. Well, there is a guy that I have pulled up here. Oh, I had it pulled up a second ago, but he has a YouTube channel called More Plates, More Dates. And this guy hones in on people that he kind of exposes a lot of these different people. Well, he didn't attempt to expose them. Someone from the Liver King's camp leaked emails to More Plates, More Dates guy showing his interaction with multiple companies of real emails, basically showing all the different steroids and performance-enhancing drugs he'd been taking that equated to roughly $15,000 a month.
I saw $10,000 a month.
Yeah, so it was more than just steroids. It was a litany of items. Mm-hmm. And so the big thing being is that the reason this was such a big deal is the Liver King is going on Logan Paul podcast, all these big podcasts. The only one he couldn't get on is Joe Rogan, because Joe Rogan
called
him out and never believed in him in the first place. So shout out to Joe Rogan again for being right on that one. But the release of this YouTube video, again, More Plates, More Dates, this guy, I watched while he's doing other stuff, but walks through the whole all the emails that he got of this Liver King. And basically it's the whole thing is a setup. So the Liver King, although he was already selling supplement companies, etc., all these kind of things, he literally, this was the whole concept. He's like, okay, I'm going to be the liver king. I'm, you know, and I need to get jacked as possible. And I need to do this because I'm hiring a team. I'm going to, you know, start this whole brand. And so it was all a setup, you know, this whole Liver King thing was all a setup to make money. So then in all these podcasts, getting to that, they asked him point, you can find podcast after podcast, after video of him denying point blank, are you taking PEDs? He's like, yes, I perform and execute daily. Oh, and you know, and then so
technically he didn't lie.
No, he did lie because they said, are you taking steroids? No, I'm not. And so that's the big thing. So then Liver King comes out with this big confessional. I have taken steroids. Yeah. I am taking steroids.
Well, see, I mean, the real problem is that his whole thing was, is you don't have to take
correct
steroids and all these things to look this way. All you have to do is eat a bunch of raw liver,
work out really hard
and you can look like this. And it's not true. You have to spend $10,000 to $15,000 a month on performance enhancers to look that way. And I gotta be honest, everybody knew it's like the dude is so jacked. He looks like he's about to pop. Like his skin is so tight and like just like his muscles are gonna pop out of his skin.
So it's just, you know, it just, I find it interesting. Why do we keep following this for humanity? You know, this is guys and this is girls as well. Yeah, I mean, look at Kim Kardashian, they're not real.
Yeah.
You know, Megan Fox, something like that. I mean, you can just see they're not real. And what's hilarious is they all point blank lie.
Yeah.
They're like, no, we've never had
surgery. I mean,
look at Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
He went to his deathbed saying like, I've never had like no surgery before. Yeah. I've never, you know, like, have you seen him as a little black kid with a black person's nose?
Yes.
You know, and like, no, I've never had any surgery or anything. Yeah. Guys, it's not real, but it's, I don't know why we fall for this. The other one, you'd love this one, Ben, is I watched part of it. He breaks down Zac Efron. Zac Efron has been on The Juice multiple times.
Yeah.
He is jaw. So if you see, he had a whole face constructed surgery.
Zac Efron said that he didn't have surgery. And his excuse that he gave was, oh, I broke my jaw and I had a surgery. It's like, dude, you didn't look that way six months ago.
So
it is pretty bad.
Yeah.
But like, I understand why Zac Efron did that. He kind of has that boyish face.
Right. And that's, he wanted to be more manly parts.
So like, I don't know if he had a chin implant. It looks terrible.
It's very drastic.
It's very bad.
I mean, it's like, you come on, bro.
Yeah.
Like, and then he's also calling out, you know, Joe Rogan, which, you know,
Joe Rogan,
The Rock, calling out The Rock, Chris Hemsworth. Joe Rogan, these dudes are juicing big time.
Joe Rogan admits it though. Joe Rogan admits that he takes testosterone and different things. He's like, he said, listen, I'm a 50-year-old man. He's like,
he's not taking steroids, but taking PEDs, TRT.
He's like, I don't have a natural amount of testosterone. He's like, but he goes through and he explains it. And I think that for me, that's why I like Joe Rogan, because he's so open about it. You know, he's honest.
Yeah.
He's like, listen, I'm a 50-year-old man. I don't produce testosterone like a 20-year-old. So I take the amount that is prescribed to me to match that. And I feel great.
So the spiritual tie-in here being today, as I was thinking about that, is there's a bunch of different verses, but one would be like 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, where it said, but the Lord said to Samuel, and this is leading up to David, Saul and David, he says, do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I've rejected him. For the Lord sees not as a man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at how big our muscles are. No, I mean, you know, if that was the case, and no, it says, the Bible says the Lord looks at the heart. Mm-hmm. So this is a repetitive concept of the Bible, knowing that God, it's interesting that God creates us a certain way, and then we have to battle. Isn't that interesting? We kind of have to battle the way he created us in one sense.
Yep.
So God created us as physical beings, you know, with fleshly and carnal nature, but then we end up having to battle that because we're fixated on the flesh and on the exterior and on the carnal. Mm-hmm. And, but God's not looking at that, you know. Yeah. God's looking at the inside of us. And this is, you know, this is a dude thing and this is a female thing. So we can call out the ladies for like hair, makeup, yeah, you know, wanting to be Kardashian, et cetera, clothes, but it's a dude thing.
Yeah.
You know, all these guys right now consuming millions of dollars worth of products because yeah, they just want to have this exterior appearance.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that's a common thread in the Bible. If you look at it, is God never does what you expect, right? Think about Goliath, you know, fighting Goliath and David. What would you expect? Who would you expect to kill Goliath? Some great warrior, you know, that from the army, but just a small shepherd boy who's, you know, barely a teenager is able to kill him, or even go so far as to, for Jesus, you know, what were the people in Israel, what were they looking for in a Messiah? They were looking for a warrior king to ride in on a white horse and start lopping off Romans' heads, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he came as a meek man, right? And they rejected him for it ultimately, you know, because it wasn't what they were expecting.
But Jesus did not look like the liver king.
No, he didn't. Right. But he did walk a lot.
That's so going to be a sure picture
he was
now.
I'm sure he was in good shape.
Greg Walden, have you ever done steroids before?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
You
look like it.
I've done a lot of Papa John's, though.
Well, he was in the army. He doesn't know if he had steroids or not.
Oh, yeah. Well, they could have put the Captain
America mystery, the mystery pill they just told you to go take.
Exactly.
Just shut up and take it. Don't ask what it is. Just shut up and take it.
So yeah, this is a physical thing, right? This is a physical in that we can get fixated on our exterior look, but this is a spiritual issue. In that, like Matthew chapter 23, verse 27, where it says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within are full of dead people's bones and all uncleanness." So even in our spiritual life, this becomes an issue, and that we can start our Jesus lifestyle becomes just an exterior thing.
Yep.
And it's not inside, you know, and we begin, because look at, I mean, and we're just saying is what it is. I mean, look at all these preachers that have fallen in things that have gone on. You know, something was wrong on the inside, right? Yeah. I mean, something was wrong on the inside. The exterior looked really, really good.
Yeah. Well, I think the enemy is very sneaky, and he does a really good job of making us keep it to ourselves. You know, if I think about growing up and how many people were in the church that were quote unquote perfect. Right, they had this image of holiness and righteousness, and in reality, what happens is they get prideful, and they are not able to submit themselves to God. Right, so it's like answering an altar call. Now, I'm not saying that like the only way you can, you know, be saved or whatever is through an altar call, but if you are so prideful that you can't, that you won't answer an altar call, you know, and submit yourself and kneel down before the feet of Jesus, then, you know, you need to start checking yourself. You know, because I've done it myself. It's like, you know, I'm not going to go up there because I need to appear like I've got everything together, right? Or even, I've even caught myself during worship, you know, sitting there with the mentality, I'm a youth pastor, you know, at a church, and during the worship service, I need, like, it goes through your mind. It's like, I need to appear as if, you know, as like, I am worshiping, you know, you right. go through that mental space, and it does a really good job of distracting you from actual worship. Mm-hmm. When you're sitting there and you're worrying about everybody else looking at you and what you appear to be, you know, that you're in that's a bad spot to be, because you're distracted from worshiping God like you should be.
Yeah, you'd be shocked. Like, again, going off your what you said, looking at other people, you know, you look at some people in church, not saying it's our church, but, you know, but just people in church in general, and you think that person's got it all together, but you don't know.
Yeah.
You only see them at church once a week. Mm-hmm. You don't know what they're like Monday to Saturday.
Yep.
They could be a total wreck.
Yep.
But they come to church and they just have that appearance of they got it all together, and you try not, and they try to model their life after that person said, after Jesus.
Yeah.
And also the humbling effect is we're all sinners.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bible says he who says they have no sin is a liar.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we all have to have that humility at all times.
Yeah.
that, you know, yeah, I might have been a Christian for 30 years, but you know what? I'm still humble enough. I need to go and you know, kneel for Jesus and talk to Jesus and come to him in humility, you know?
Yep.
You hit on something there. The second aspect I want to talk about is, again, that chasing of an individual or getting so consumed with someone. First Corinthians chapter 1, Paul addressed this, and like some of you follow Paulus, some of you follow Paul. I'm glad I didn't baptize it, because there's a real danger, even in Christianity, when we start just to mimic and follow someone and they become kind of our pursuit as opposed to Jesus Christ. And that's a dangerous place to tread too. So it's like Liver King, you know, what was the problem? You know, Liver King's like, well, I'm not making it about me. I want you to become the best you. No, like you're getting everyone to chase you, your appearance.
Yeah.
And so we have to be careful too, in the realm of our spiritual life that we're not.
Well, the reality,
getting obsessed with.
The reality of it is too, is we put pastors on a pedestal, and the Bible tells us is that, you know, do not put your faith in man, right? Don't put your faith in man because you'll be disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, and when you put your faith in that person, you're like, oh yeah, like great example here. I'll go there. Let's talk about Rabbi Zechariah, a man that seemed and appeared to be a great man of God. And here's the reality of it. He might have been right, but he was also in sin, you know, and it's, you know, how many people have fallen away from God because of that situation, you know, and I've seen it time and time again where, people will say like, yeah, I used to go to church. I used to teach youth group. I used to do this and that. And it's like, oh, well, what happened? They're like, well, we had a pastor and he did something awful. And I'll give him credit. Yeah. The specific thing that they were talking about is horrid. This pastor had abused a child, you know, in a sexual manner. Like, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine being in that situation and being a member of that church. But here's the reality. Why are you not in church now? Why did you allow that situation to pull you out of church? Because that tells me that you were relying on that pastor. You're relying on that pastor for your relationship. So when you found out that pastor wasn't what he said he was, it ruined your relationship. So that tells me that you didn't have a relationship with God in the first place, right? You need to have a relationship with God yourself. You need to have that relationship with yourself. I think we get too caught up in, and the old term is hanging on to the coattails, right, of the pastor. Yep. When you're relying on the pastor for your knowledge and your relationship with God and scripture and that, listen, that pastor has the potential of failing you. And if it so happens, if God takes him from this earth, or there's something comes up where he wasn't what he said he was, I have seen it so many times ruin people, and they leave the church because of it. And it's like, okay, well then that tells me that you did not have a relationship with God, because through that, you know, you would still maintain your relationship with God, right? And it's just, you got to be careful and don't, it's easy to fall into that too. Yeah. Like I've caught myself sometimes talking about Francis Chan. I absolutely love Francis Chan.
Yeah.
I think he's a great man of God. I respect somebody that walks away from a mega church like that. And it's like, hey, it's becoming about me, you know, but you do have to check yourself. You have to be careful. Like, hey, you know, he is a man too. He could be making mistakes the same way. Like when I was a kid, I really admired Benny Hinn. I thought that was awesome. And there's just been some things that have come up. It's like, you got to be careful who you follow, you know, in this world, because they are man and they are subject to sin
like the Bible says, test the spirits. Like, you know, you always got to test the spirits. You know, anybody talking about Jesus, you got to test spirits. I mean, it's constant test you're doing to make sure filtering what's coming in.
Yep.
To make sure it matches what the Bible says.
Yep.
And you know, but again, like I was at a church when I was in elementary school, because we were in the Air Force. We're down Myrtle Beach, and we had the pastor there, and he went on to another church that was really close by, and half the church left and basically went to where.
Yeah.
I mean, they half the church just left when he. Uh-huh. So like, wow, you know, that was the first time I seen something like that happen, but. But again, they were just following that one dude. And,
yeah.
You know. I can't say that God didn't lead someone to go back.
But the thing is, too, is like you can have disagreements.
Right.
Right. Like we talk about Paul and Barnabas, right? They had a disagreement. and they went their separate ways. Right. It's like, there's nothing, it's not that it's horrid, you know, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have a church split. I don't think you should do that, you know, but it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not saying every one of them that went was just basically maybe somebody they had, again, yeah, that may, you know, obviously you can pretty much guess that some of them were following the pastor, you know, they got following a person versus following what God, you know?
Yeah.
Greg Walden, it's not about me, okay? Don't follow me, follow Jesus, all right? Don't follow the Liver King, follow Jesus. You know, it's, you know, we should have good people in our life. We should have mentors, leaders, people that we admire. Mm-hmm. We can say good things about, our meaning to us, inspirational. It's when we kind of cross whatever that unhealthy boundary or line is, when they become our everything and our faith rises and falls on that individual. And so, hey guys, I want you today to think about that, about, you know, the inside of you, that's what matters the most. And unfortunately, the inside of you, that's what no one else can see. So everyone else might see abs and big muscles, but maybe you're weak inside spiritually, you know, you look, play the part spiritually on the exterior, but inside things need to change and get closer to God. And so, yeah, it's just a very interesting world that we live in, and we are subject to these things as Christians and men of God as well. So we're not absent from, you know, the potential of putting too much stock in man. We're not absent from, you know, focusing on the exterior of our spiritual things and kind of letting the inside portion of us, our heart, which the Bible talks about, Proverbs, all these kind of places about having our heart right with God, that can get out of whack too. So there we go, guys. Next week is going to be our Christmas special edition. We will close out the year with one more episode of the Modern Christian Dudes, and that'll be it for 2022.
Awesome.
Talk to you guys next time. Go Chiefs, Bills, whoever you're a fan of. You can hit the button at any point there, Greg Walden. Go for it. Modern Christian Dudes. We'll talk to you guys next time.
It's time to take a ride on the MCT.
Funko Pop. Hey guys, do you want to go to Lambert's? Big Ben. I'm married to the Huntress. J Money. Just pop the mic, money. It's time for the MCT. Ladies and guys and ladies. MCT.